and we have some breaking news to tell you about. There is a school shooting in Connecticut. We are going to take CBS Network live at 9:50 in just 1 minute. Please do stay tuned for this breaking story we'll be covering.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Dave Barrett. There's been a shooting this morning at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, in the western part of the state. Lieutenant Paul Vance is with the state police.
This is an active situation. Newtown Police Department requested state police assistance at a facility. A platoon of troopers are at the scene, have entered the building, and are presently evacuating and providing help to everyone and anyone that's locked down inside that building.
The Hartford Current reports that a shooter was in the main office of that elementary school about an hour ago, and police say there are injuries. There are unconfirmed reports that the school principal was shot and killed with possible other victims. Groups of kids were seen crying, holding hands as they were escorted out of the Sandy Hook Elementary School, escorted by teachers. Again, a shooting with casualties at that elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut, in what police describe as an active situation. This has been a CBS News Special Report. I'm Dave Barrett.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. There's breaking news. A shooting at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. The Hartford Current newspaper says a number of people are injured. Unconfirmed reports say the principal of the Sandy Hook Elementary School may have been killed. Lieutenant Paul Vance is with the state police.
A platoon of troopers are at the scene, have entered the building, and are presently evacuating and providing help to everyone and anyone that's locked down inside that building.
There are also unconfirmed reports that the shooter has been killed at that school in Newtown, Connecticut. CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Reports say multiple people were killed in an elementary school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, and unconfirmed reports say children are among the dead. Law enforcement officials tell CBS's Bob Orr one gunman is dead, but it's unclear if there was more than one shooter. WFSB-TV's Robert Goulston's at the scene.
Hundreds of parents are actually gathered outside the school. Of course, we saw them, some of the children being released to those parents. They were very emotional, crying.
And children were told to shield their eyes as they were hustled out. A parent says the shooting began at an administrative meeting at the school. A nearby hospital is treating three people.
I'm being cut off right now because I do believe we have to take Adam Carter, who's got some breaking news for us.
Yeah, we're going to go to CBS News here in about a minute and a half, but the grim news coming out of Connecticut is getting worse and worse by the minute, as ABC News reporting that more than a dozen people, including children, have died in this shooting at this elementary school in Connecticut, and we plan to get more information, Jordana, as we'll go to CBS News in about a minute from now.
Okay, again, we will have to put off the interview with Paul Moody for now at Faribault Woolen Mills. I promise to bring you that story, mm-hmm. but don't anybody be fooled that we are not completely affected by this story. Adam, I know you have small children. I have small children, too, and I could barely keep it together when I was on the air before because my heart is aching.
It's about the worst story you can imagine. So close to the holidays here. We've got an elementary school, the youngest, the most innocent of kids, mm-hmm. and the news was not good as it seemed to be developing. We heard on the special report at 31, Bob Orr, CBS News correspondent, talking about that his sources were telling him that it's about as bad as it gets when he's talking about the damage and the carnage at this elementary school. Again, we're talking about Newtown, Connecticut. This is an elementary school where a gunman apparently burst in there today and started shooting, and apparently we have more than a dozen people dead in this elementary school, and the fatalities include several children at least. Mm. Let's go live now to CBS News for this special report on this Connecticut school shooting, multiple victims dead in an elementary school in Connecticut. It's 11:40.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan. A very deadly shooting at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. CBS's John Miller has the latest information.
This is shaping up to be a terribly serious incident. The number they're working with at the command post now is 27 dead in the shooting incident. It appears that more than a dozen of those may be students from this school.
And John Miller says preliminary information is a young man in his 20s may have been the gunman. Reports say the gunman is dead. A confrontation with the principal may have started it all. This happened about 3 hours ago at the elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. Distraught parents outside helping their kids out.
We got a phone call this morning from the superintendent. It was very short. It said the schools are in lockdown. There's an alleged shooting.
And again, the numbers John Miller is telling us, 27 dead in Newtown, Connecticut, including 14 children. CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
We prepared ourselves for bad news, and that was to the extreme. 27 dead in this elementary school shooting, and the dead include a number of children. Obviously, this is still progressing. We will find out much more information. They also are planning a news conference from Connecticut sometime around 12 noon our time. We will air that live. We'll have the latest information throughout the afternoon here on WCCO Radio. But again, to reiterate, we've got an elementary school shooting in Connecticut, 27 people dead, including a number of children. This is 830 WCCO.
We are now going to join CBS Television News out of Connecticut live for live coverage.
For some of these other catastrophic events, these numbers, if they hold, will put this among the upper reaches of the worst shootings we've ever seen in this country. If you look at Columbine, for example, the final number there, I think, was 13 dead. In Virginia Tech, we had 32 dead. So apparently, this is somewhere in the middle. This has rocked the core of the law enforcement community at the federal level across the board here. We've been talking to folks in just about every agency, and they describe a scene there that is just absolutely horrific. Furthermore, they haven't even seen the entire scene. While they're now saying this is not an active shooter situation, meaning there is no further ongoing threat to anyone, there's no other gunman lurking that they can tell, they haven't yet done the inch-by-inch search of the building, the premises, and the surrounding area, which could tell us a great deal more about what the final numbers look like. But, Rebecca, I don't think you can overstate here exactly how grim this is. This is a very awful day in America.
Absolutely horrifying. And as you call it, Bob, the ultimate soft target. We have some sound from a mother who is talking about a teacher who saved the life of her son.
I'm just so grateful to the teacher who saved him.
Okay, thank you. The teacher, you think the teacher saved his life?
She definitely did. He had bullets going by him, and she grabbed him and another child and pulled them into a classroom.
Did I saw some of the bullets going past the hall that I was right next to, and then a teacher pulled me into her classroom.
So you heard sounds?
Yes.
What did it sound like to you?
It sounded like someone was kicking a door.
Any parent's worst nightmare. We are now told that the White House, the President of the United States of America, is aware of this crime. He is following it from there. We're following it from here at CBS News. And I want to turn back to senior correspondent John Miller, because, John, we were beginning a conversation about who this perpetrator may have been, an 18 to 20-year-old male. What can you tell us?
Well, this information is still developing, but we have an individual who's approximately 20 years old, give or take a year or two, who apparently has connections to New Jersey, may have driven up from New Jersey. We don't know what the relationship between the suspect and the school is. Right now, they are looking at a residence in that town that is associated with the suspect, maybe the home of his father, where they've done a dynamic entry by using breaching tools. It's a small explosive used to blow the door open to guard against booby trapping, which we've seen from active shooters in the past, and they're going to do a systematic search of that location to try and figure out if that location may yield some information about a motive. Is there a note? Is there a computer? Is there an information trail? But we have very scant information on who the suspect is in terms of his identity, or why he or anyone would do a thing like this.
We are continuing to stay live on the air for a 1 p.m. Eastern update from law enforcement, local sources on the ground there who are expected to address this situation in about 10 minutes from now.
We are going to take a CBS Network radio update live in just about 10 seconds, and we will be following this story all day for you. Keep it here.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Pam Coulter.
Next thing I know, I see bullets.
It's not something any 8-year-old should see, but Bear McJuke was at the Newtown, Connecticut Elementary School where a gunman went on a shooting rampage this morning. CBS's John Miller says there is a terrible loss of life.
The number they're working with at the command post now is 27 dead in the shooting incident. It appears that more than a dozen of those may be students from this school. The gunman appears to be a young man, possibly in his 20s, who traveled up from the New Jersey area. There was some kind of confrontation with the principal, who he shot, and I don't know the principal's condition. And then apparently there was more shooting with more than one gun by this shooter.
Parents are stunned.
Newtown schools are always known as some of the best in the country, and you would never think it would happen in Newtown, Connecticut.
President Obama was informed of this morning's tragedy and is receiving regular updates. CBS News Special Report, I'm Pam Coulter.
We are going to take CBS television coverage now, who is on the scene in Newtown, Connecticut.
Killer. And then that went to a new level at Virginia Tech, which we saw in 2007. 32 people there when a single gunman armed with a couple of weapons in a similar type scenario basically had a shooting gallery inside a residence hall and a classroom building at Virginia Tech. What we don't know here, among the other things, is how long a period of time it took for all of this to play out. It's striking to me that the way this kind of evolved publicly did not have the kind of tone of what we've seen in the past. It seemed a much calmer scene, and then when we started to get these numbers, it was just unbelievable. But we don't know, for example, how long was the gunman in the building? Did he hold hostages? Were some of these just executions? How many people were shot trying to escape, if any? And then what about the gunman himself? In the end, there's no evidence, as far as I know, of a second gun, a second gunman being involved, and we haven't heard anything about a law enforcement officer shooting. So it's perhaps possible that, as these things sometimes end, this may have ended with a self-inflicted gunshot. But I want to emphasize at this point, we don't know that one way or the other. The key, of course, now for investigators beyond just coping with this awful scene and the nightmare that is now confronting parents up there, is they need to find out more about what happened, what motivated this person, who was this person, why this school, why this day, why was this place targeted? I mean, what was the motive, what was the reason? And then obviously the other questions, which are frightening to bring up, does it connect to something else? I mean, I haven't been told that it connects to anything larger, but certainly with these kinds of numbers, with this kind of killing field, you have to say, do we know everything we need to know about what prompted this, about how it was carried about who did it, about who else he associated with? And are there other threads that we need to keep pulling? And as we learn more through the day in the days to come, you know, we may get some answers that we don't like.
You mentioned other threats, Bob. The entire district of Newtown, Connecticut is still in lockdown, the school system there. We are now waiting on law enforcement. They're expected to give a press conference in about 5 to 10 minutes on the situation as it stands currently. We've been reporting 27 people at the scene of the crime dead, a number of them children. And Bob, if I could come back to you, one of the things that's striking to me, you mentioned a number of previous incidents where there have been school shootings. In most of those incidents, it's a current student. These students are 5 to 10 years old. So when we're thinking about a motive and the fact that, as John Miller's been reporting, this person is likely between 18 and 20 years old, a man between 18 and 20 years old, that really changes things as far as a motive is concerned.
Right, and it's very hard to attach any kind of logical reason or any kind of logical motive that the rest of us can understand to something like this. It's a complete senseless act, a catastrophic act. Trying to get in the head, as profilers do, of the killer is tricky business. Why would a person, even a person with grievances, why would he target a school where there are young children, kindergartners? Obviously, those people did nothing to him. Why is he acting out whatever it is he's seeking to get revenge for, if that's the case? Why did he target this particular place? You know, you mentioned Virginia Tech. Indeed, that was a student there, Sungwi Cho, who felt dehumanized. He was a person that had a history of mental illness, who felt like the system had been unfair to him, that his classmates had shunned him, that his teachers had been unfair. And one day he shows up with a couple of weapons to get his revenge. But again, as you point out, Rebecca, those were against, his revenge was directed against people he was directly associated with. In Columbine, a couple of students there, Harrison Klebold, who went through the school after mapping what really was a domestic terror type operation, where they planned it methodically, and they showed up one day to act out whatever fantasy it was that they were trying to act out. You know, we've seen other big shootings too in recent years, unfortunately. Remember the Batman shooting in Aurora. where a young man comes in to a crowded theater, which is people who are there totally unaware of any potential danger in a fixed location with no real exit possibilities. And he just sets up a shooting gallery. Mass shootings are not new. We've seen them in this country going back for years and years and years. One of the first happened at the University of Texas. Just looking through some notes here, back in 1966, when a gunman climbed the clock tower there. It's an infamous incident where, with a sniper rifle, he just started to pick off a fellow classmate. So it's hard to get your head around this, because we tend to think of it, like other people do, in logical terms. And whatever the apparent motive is here, is likely not to make a great deal of sense to most of us.
Exactly. Thank you, Bob. And these crimes, they are so senseless, they make you pause and shudder. Even if you've heard of them before, we are still awaiting a press conference, a news conference, live on the scene in Newtown, Connecticut. Stay with us here on CBS News. That should be in 5 to 10 minutes from now. But I want to turn back to you, John Miller. You've been reporting out on who this individual who carried out this senseless crime may have been. And what do you know at this point?
Well, there is one. There are many soft spots in the information here, because it's clearly a large incident that requires a lot of pulling that information together before authorities have a clear story. But there is an additional soft spot here, which is we've been talking about the one gunman who is dead. There is still the possibility of a second shooter here. Mm-hmm. There is an individual who was taken into custody. It isn't clear to us. I think it is much clearer to police what that individual's role is, but they are still not. They're still not locked in on the idea that this was the act of a single shooter, which, I mean, if you've been listening to the conversation going on around this incident, one of the questions it begs, and Bob has touched on this, we talked about the capacity of weapons to do this, is it really asks the question, how could one shooter be responsible for that many casualties acting alone? So there's still the possibility of another individual, and maybe we will learn more about that at the 1 o'clock press conference.
Also, the fact that the call originally came in a little bit after 9:30 a.m. Eastern time to law enforcement. What does that tell you? I mean, schools, they begin around 8 o'clock in the morning. We don't have the exact beginning time of the school day here, but what does the timing of this say to you, John?
Well, I mean, it could speak to the idea that someone had a plan to do this at a time when they could get the greatest number of individuals in one place, and we don't know what information they had in that calculus.
We're going to go now to Lou Young of WCBS-TV, who's at the scene of the crime. And Lou, what can you tell us?
Well, we are about 300 yards from the school here along a Riverside Drive, which is an approach to the crime scene. It is where the police had the arriving parents who just rushed to the scene here, park their cars, and walk up this road to a firehouse.
Adam Carter in the WCCO Radio Newsroom. We will continue, obviously, to monitor what's happening in Connecticut. Again, 27 people apparently shot and killed at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut, and that at least 14 of those victims are children. We'll follow of the very latest. We're expecting a news conference shortly from Connecticut. We will take that live on CBS News. Right now, though, we're going to go to network news coverage, then have a few local stories before we get to that live press conference in Connecticut. You are listening to WCCO and WCCO HD, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. A chaotic and tragic scene at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut after a mass shooting. CBS's John Miller has the latest.
It is shaping up to be a terribly serious incident. The number they're working with at the command post now is 27 dead in the shooting incident. It appears that more than a dozen of those may be students from this school.
One official says 18 of the dead are children. Students were told to shield their eyes as they were hustled out of the Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Every door in the building, except for the ones in the hallway, had to close. And we had to lock our doors so the animal couldn't get in.
The gunman said to be among the dead. He apparently had two handguns. Our John Miller says he's been told the man had an argument with the principal before the shooting started. President Obama has been told about the shooting. Spokesman Jay Carney.
At approximately 10:30 this morning, in the Oval Office, the president was notified by his Homeland Security Advisor, John Brennan, of the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut at a school.
One parent says he thought Newtown, Connecticut was the safest place in America. And again, officials say 27 people were killed in the elementary school shooting, and apparently 18 of them children.
And we want to go now to CBS News for their coverage, for their live coverage of the massacre in Newtown, Connecticut.
They feel isolated or aggrieved together. And this may be one of those cases where two people got together and made a horrific plan.
Absolutely horrific. And Bob Orr, I understand that law enforcement is beginning the grim process of letting the families know about their children and their loved ones.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, obviously that has to happen here. You've got a number of families grieving a loss that's just unimaginable. And that's not a duty that the officials take lightly. Today, I have to say that while all the investigative threads are being chased by the law enforcement folks, there's an equal effort being made here, I'm sure, to answer the questions the best they can in the most comforting way possible for people who will be inconsolable. I mean, the scope of this event is still resonating, and people are still trying to come to grips with it. As we said a couple of times, this is one of the worst mass shooting events anywhere, anytime. I mean, certainly one of the worst in this country. I was brought a reminder that this happened, a somewhat similar thing happened in Scotland in 1996. People may remember that there was a gunman there that went into an elementary school and killed 16 kindergarten children. So we don't know yet what the model or the motive was for this. As John's pointed out, we don't know who else might have known about it. And that's a key investigative point. I mean, one thing that the officials are going to want to find out is it possible that somebody could have done this completely kind of off the radar, in the dark, made this maniacal plan, if that's what it is, to go to an elementary school and exact some kind of inexplicable revenge and told no one? I mean, did the gunman tell anybody about it? Who else had knowledge about it? If there was knowledge, were any warning signs missed? As the officials work to understand this and to deconstruct what happened, they'll work backwards, trying to figure out, is there anything here that would have given us a heads up? As you know, and as people know, elementary schools are relatively unprotected. In most elementary schools, you know, you have the principal, you have teachers that do bus duty, you have parents who volunteer, you may have in some dangerous urban areas, you may have security guards, but for the most part, elementary schools are what we call the ultimate soft target. These are places that are undefended. I mean, you have a gunman who is intent on exacting some kind of awful toll, like we've seen this morning, who walks in with a couple of weapons, or maybe more than one gunman, with multiple magazines, and you're expecting young children who have not even been schooled in these potential dangers to have any chance. I mean, it's just incomprehensible. So there are an awful lot of questions, a lot of answers we don't have. And even I think the point here is that even as we start to get the answers, my bet is it won't make any logical sense to most of us. The criminal profilers may be able to dissect it and figure out what was in the head of the shooter or the shooters. But the rest of us are going to be left shaking our heads like we were after Columbine, after we were after Virginia Tech. How does this senseless act happen in the U.S. in this day and age? It's a gut-wrenching moment today for all of us, Rebecca.
Absolutely gut-wrenching. And John Miller, you've been talking with people on the phone about this. We just talked about the fact that they've honed in on potentially two suspects for this crime.
Right. One individual who's alive and in custody. They're trying to figure out if he is a second shooter. I don't know how far down that investigative path they are, but they are fanning out to locations associated with that individual, as well as the dead individual, to talk to people. You also have the challenge, which we saw in Aurora, Colorado, at that terrible shooting at the premiere of the Batman movie, of an unwieldy and massive crime scene investigation that has to take place. So what we're seeing is Connecticut State Police has taken the lead in the investigation. They're also going to process that crime scene. They had their major crimes unit respond that covers that region. When the shooting started, a number of things clicked into place. Number one, a call went out for all state troopers to respond. The second thing that happened was all off-duty state troopers were called in immediately. So very early on, they brought a big force to this. When their major crimes unit responded, they took one look at the scene and said, we need the other major crimes unit that covers the other end of the state to come to help process this scene because it's spread out throughout the building. Medical examiners from the state are being mobilized in Hartford because they're going to need to do a large number of, it's unfortunate even to talk like this, a large number of autopsies, and processing that is more than the people who would have normally responded to this could handle. So really you're seeing a statewide effort that is beginning to grapple with the enormity of the task ahead and the horrific facts as they're presenting themselves.
I am going to be heading to the scene of the crime in Newtown, Connecticut. Norah O'Donnell, the anchor of CBS This Morning, will be taking over from here. We want to go first, though, to Bob Orr. Bob, you've been getting details trickling in. It's unimaginable. It's inconceivable what we're hearing, and the situation appears to get worse and worse.
Yeah, let's take a minute here, if we can, just to review some of the facts that we believe to be true at the moment. And the reason I say that is because in this kind of breaking fluid situation, hard numbers are difficult to come by and they tend to change. Our best available information right now is that at least 26 people have been killed, perhaps 27. And of the total number killed, we're told 18 of them are children. This is a school that had children as young as kindergartners. It's an elementary school. And a large number, 18 we're told, of children are dead at the scene. We know that one gunman is dead at the scene, and we know that two handguns, which we believe to be semi-assault, or I should say semi-automatic handguns, have been recovered. One of the big questions that's still out there for us is John Miller's reported that police are questioning a second person detained at the scene. Is this a suspect? Is this someone that had knowledge of the plot, someone that took part in the attack? Who is this person? So far, authorities have not given us the name of the suspect, and certainly no one has even speculated on a potential motive, although early on we were told this may have started with some kind of disagreement, some kind of discussion between the gunman and the front office there. It's a chaotic scene still. While there's no longer an active shooter situation, meaning there is no further danger to anyone in the area, police are satisfied now that there is no danger lurking with another weapon. While it's not an active shooter investigation, the scene is still being processed. SWAT teams early on went room by room by room, looking for people maybe hiding, looking to identify pockets of potential victims. That search, we're told, continues. The evidence search is just now beginning, as is the awful task of notifying parents and families and trying to explain to them the unexplainable. Norah, I understand you're back in the chair.
Bob Orr, thank you very much for that reporting. And we are waiting for a news conference in Newton by authorities who are expected to update us on the victims involved here. Let's return now to John Miller. And John, what are we learning from authorities?
We're pretty much in a static position now with one gunman dead, another possible suspect in custody. As Bob said, we're still trying to suss that out. A number of locations in the area being looked at by investigators where they're going to either interview people associated with one or more of these suspects to figure out who is this person, what was bothering them, was there any sign this was coming up. But also to the residences that they believe are the actual homes of the one or possibly second suspect to see what evidence can we find there. And very cautiously in that regard, those entries are being done by SWAT teams who are obviously, I mean, you and I went through the morning of that Aurora case where they got to the scene and found multiple booby traps. So as a precaution, they're moving very deliberately on those locations.
John, when you spoke with authorities, how did they describe the scene there at the school?
They described a terrible scene of doing a search through the school and finding victims, one and two and three at a time, together in rooms, and then in other places finding other children hiding. So that doesn't tell us what happens, but it gives us the beginning of a picture of what must have been going on as some ran, as some hid, and as some came into the line of fire.
And we want to show everyone where we're expecting authorities from Newtown to address reporters there so that we can get the very latest from authorities there. This, of course, happened at Sandy Hook Elementary School. At least one gunman involved, a parent, perhaps, of one of the students there. And multiple fatalities, as we are reporting here at CBS News. We have at least 26 dead, including 18 children.
Right.
As you can imagine, this has shaken not just this town, but many who are watching this and the country. Bob Orr is joining us now from Washington. Bob, I understand that the president was informed about this earlier this morning when it happened. What more are you learning from federal officials?
Well, right, Nora, the president was told, we're told the White House is now monitoring this on a fairly regular basis. Department of Homeland Security is involved, ATF, FBI, all of the law enforcement agencies are working this now, basically in a second position, assisting the folks up there, the state and local folks in Connecticut. The president's press secretary, Jay Carney, was asked a number of questions about this morning. One of the things was very notable, and we've mentioned once before, is that Carney was asked point blank if today's incident, this horrific massacre, alters or impacts President Obama's policy on gun violence and gun control. Carney looked at the questioner and said, well, that's there's a day for discussion for such matters, but today is not that day. When pressed further, however, we're told that Carney did say that the White House remains, these are his words, committed to trying to renew the ban on assault weapons. That's politically been a non-starter, as you know, Nora, for a long time here.
You are listening to continuing coverage of a school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary School, where apparently we have 26 to 27 people dead, including as many as 18 elementary school children. Let's go live to CBS News for the very latest continuing coverage here on WCCO.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Jim Taylor. A mass shooting at a Connecticut elementary school. Law enforcement says at least 26 people are dead, including 18 children.
I'm with the Karen here who has the children.
It happened at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown. Danbury Hospital says it's admitted three patients. A gunman is among the dead. According to CBS News correspondent John Miller, the shooter, a man from New Jersey in his 20s. He also says a second person is now in custody. Two handguns found on the scene. Here's CBS's Bob Orr.
Two guns have been recovered. That will tell us a little bit about how this shooter was armed. Obviously, the two guns are handguns, the most likely semi-automatics, kinds of weapons that we've seen used in other places. Of course, the federal government will help the local police there trace those guns.
WFSB TV reporter Robert Goulston.
As we were showing up, a lot of the parents were walking out with their children, very young children, third, fourth graders, and they were, of course, very emotional. A lot of them were crying. One parent telling us that his child told him that somebody walked into the classroom and shot the teacher. That's just some of the information. We asked that parent how your child's doing. He was running up the street saying, I don't know at this point.
Photos from the scene do show young students, some of them crying, others looking visibly frightened, being escorted by adults through a parking lot in a line. Their hands on each other's shoulders. The White House today says President Obama remains committed to trying to renew a ban on assault weapons. At least 26 dead at a Connecticut elementary school. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jim Taylor.
And you are listening to continuing coverage here on News Radio 830 WCCO. I'm Esme Murphy. We have the entire resources of the WCCO radio staff working on this story, along with obviously the resources of CBS News. And we will be joining CBS News very shortly. CBS News and the nation awaiting a news conference that will be held in Newtown, Connecticut. That news conference apparently being stalled for the moment until the governor of Connecticut arrives. This is what we do know, although I will caution you that some of the numbers here have been slightly fluid. It appears that 27 people are dead. At least 18 of those are children. There have been some reports that 26 people are dead. It's not clear if the 27th person is, in fact, the gunman. We do know that the gunman is dead. We also are hearing reports, as you may have just heard, that there is another person who is in custody at the moment. We also heard the report from CBS News that a man in his 20s from New Jersey is in custody. It is not clear what connection he had to this school. Newtown is a very small community in Connecticut, which is obviously a very small state. It is not on a major interstate. One would think that perhaps this person might have had some kind of connection in order to find this particular school. We are hearing just some shocking reports, both from CBS, also from the Hartford Courant, perhaps the largest city newspaper closest to Newtown. Apparently, they are reporting that many of the dead were in one kindergarten classroom, and that an entire classroom is, in fact, unaccounted for. This horrifying, horrifying crime is really shocking the nation. The president was briefed earlier. We are continuing to get reports from the scene. Again, unclear as to what role the second shooter might have played. There have been reports as well that the principal and a school psychologist are among the adult dead. Esmé Murphy with you here on News Radio 830 WCCO.